Neil Atkinson, joined by John Culligan, to discuss football, football business, and the aftermath of the World Cup, and how the World Cup may lead to things being different in some facets of football, and where the World Cup, I think, reminded us that there is commonality that's really difficult to shift across the board, really, within the game, John. Because there is always, when things are different or are perceived to be different, there's always, I think, an instinct from people to maybe have slightly recoil, more traditionalist elements. I actually think, in a way that surprised me, not particularly like in 48 going into 32, I thought the actual 48 team element of the World Cup in the group stages added to the feeling of carnival.
Yeah,
in a way that I was surprised by, to say the least. So not all the changes are necessarily bad, but also that idea of World Cup as carnival, I think as more nations view themselves as genuine contenders for the last eight or something, there being more nations who don't, but who are there to see how far they can get and have an experience with their side, I actually thought it worked well.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting one, and I think the post-mortem now will go on over the next couple of months. That will start happening, you know, within the pub, within the media, within FIFA as well. But like, that was the big change in terms of going to 48 teams. And there was a lot of negativity towards it at the start. But I agree with the feel of it. And I think especially because it was in a country like the US, where you have such a large diaspora of these different countries and nations there as well. It made sense because it was across three different countries, which was also a new thing for the first time ever. But it came out and you're not seeing or hearing many people have arguments with that, and actually maybe looking forward to it being that way in the future. It was, as you said, that was one change. I think there was the massive kind of commercial focus of this World Cup, which did feel different to other World Cups in terms of the match day, the hospitality and the ticketing. And there was also the other change on some of the sporting elements with the kind of the hydration breaks and all of that side of things. So all of those will be analysed. I think specifically on the 48 teams, commercially, you know, FIFA will be celebrating it to the hilt, and therefore World Football, who gets the distribution of those payments, will be enjoying it.